Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Boardwalk Audio Podcast.
Hey guys, the Cobcast just created a Patreon at patreon.com where you can go to donate a couple bucks a month to our show to help us keep it going. If you can do that, we'd really appreciate it. It's patreon.com/BigRedCobcast or go to our Twitter at BigRedCobcast. There's a pinned tweet at the top with a link to it. All right, thanks guys.
Big Red Cobcast, brought to you by Corn Nation.
This week's episode is brought to you by Big D's Party Peanuts. Get a load of D's nuts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Red Cobcast. I'm Ryan.
I'm Pat.
And, so here we are. It's a Saturday afternoon in beautiful Van Nuys, California.
Yeah, it'd be more beautiful if Chris Jones hadn't just gotten hurt.
Yeah, that's crazy. That sucks.
It does. It sucks a lot.
Yeah.
Not just for the Huskers, but for Chris Jones.
More for Chris Jones, I'd say.
Yeah, because I think Nebraska, people are panicking over that, but I think Nebraska's going to be fine because they're very deep at defensive back. Like, there was going to actually be a bit of a logjam this year.
Yeah, and this will give guys like DiCaprio Boodles a chance to really Jesus. Shine because... I think that he's a breakout star waiting to happen. And this might be the second time in the NCAA that we get a defensive back, a Heisman Trophy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So. What are you going to do when a guy with a cool name like DiCaprio Boodle isn't on the field, but then now Eric Lee is?
Eric Lee's a fine name.
Do you like DiCaprio Boodle because he's fast or because of his name?
Both. It's a combination of things. I'm a fan of...
Leonardo DiCaprio's work.
And also Boodles, like small baby booties. I call them Boodles.
There was nearly a spit taken in office.
It's like there's something about guys like him that are electrifying. And I get that he's probably not as talented as most players, and 90% of it's a bit. I think it's funny to just say DiCaprio Boodles. But I like fast guys.
Yeah.
There's two kinds of players I love. There's fast guys like Amir Abdullah, Barry Sanders, DiCaprio Boodles. And then there's badass motherfuckers like Sue and...
The Peter Brothers.
Ray Lewis.
A hurricane.
Also a murderer.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Which one's worse in your mind?
Oh, a hurricane for sure. For sure.
I mean, they're kind of synonymous.
I don't know what that dude did.
They're kind of synonymous.
I don't know what that dude did. He may have deserved to get murdered.
Yeah.
I mean that, guys.
I heard a rumor on it that I won't say on air. So there was a guy who I used to work for who covered the NFL, and that it was basically he didn't want to talk about it too much because it's a lot of innuendo and rumor, but that it was basically a lover's quarrel.
The Ray Lewis is a homosexual gentleman?
Yeah.
That's great.
That was a rumor.
I'm gonna say I doubt it. But not
he's very into the God talk.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
he could be
protesting a lot.
I guess I have no reason to doubt it other than I have no reason to believe it.
Yeah. That's the best way
to put
it.
It's like the Eric Crouch is gay thing. What's the old rumor that Eric Crouch was...
They made it about Matt Davison back in the day, too.
Yeah, was it Eric Crouch banging... Or, I mean, I don't think he was, but... The
rumor?
Was the strength and conditioning coach?
I never heard that one.
Was it still what's-his-name at that time?
I think it would have been, yeah. Boyd Epley?
Boyd Epley?
Yeah.
That's the rumor that I was told. Like, get out of here. It's not that I don't believe Eric Crouch is gay.
Or that I care.
But I definitely don't believe that Boyd Epley's gay.
He wears some short shorts.
He does. He does.
Not that that's a defining characteristic.
That, to me, when I see a dude in short shorts, I think definitely not homosexual.
We're off and running, guys. We've got our Chris Jones talk out. I mean, it's going to be...
You'll hear plenty about Chris Jones over the next.
Yeah, it's either going to be Kalu moving back to corner and Kyren Williams playing safety again this year, or Eric Lee taking over. So we're going to get into some more pressing issues. Which one do you want to do?
Oh, man. I have more to say about...
The last one?
The last one, but let's do the other one first, just because I want to twist the question a little bit.
The second one?
First one.
The first one.
Because I've been thinking about this in a different scenario all week.
The superhero thing?
I've literally been thinking about that. Weird. But in a different scenario. Slightly different scenario. So we'll pose both.
Okay. So I was wondering if you could...
Let me premise it this way.
Okay.
First, Madden is coming out soon.
That's kind of what made me think of
That's
this.
What made me think of it.
If you could... I'll pose this to the listening audience as well, and you can mention it on Twitter. It may take multiple tweets.
Yeah, at Big Red Copcast.
Yeah. So if you could create the perfect Husker using traits, whether they be physical or psychological, of past and current Huskers, what traits of different Huskers would you use to make the ultimate Frankenstein Husker, and what position would you then put that Frankenstein Husker at?
Okay, so this is what I would do. Because my thing is, they don't have NCAA anymore, so I'm going to take Madden and I'm going to turn it into a true option team, Nebraska style in NFL, and see what I can do. So I would create the perfect quarterback, and he would have the leadership skills of Tommy Frazier. Okay?
Okay.
He would have the toughness of Sue.
Okay.
He would have the speed of, like, the speed and the running ability of, like, Johnny Rogers, maybe?
Okay. Thought you were going Jamal Lord.
No, not Jamal Lord. Johnny Rogers.
The elusiveness.
Maybe.
You kind of get a little bit of that with Amir, though, too.
Yeah, you get Amir. I still stand by this, that Rex Burkhead ran just like Johnny, like a slower version of Johnny Rogers. Like, if you watch their tape.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Their butt wiggles.
The puppy wiggle.
That is. They do. They have that same. I was watching. I discovered it by watching the Johnny Rogers run and then immediately watching the bird. I was like, whoa, their butt does that same thing.
It's like a pitcher who has an arm that looks funny when you throw, like, where you're like, that looks stupid, but you can't pick up where the ball is coming from.
Right.
And they're a little bit that way. You can't figure out necessarily where they're going.
Have you ever seen that meme where it's like a cat shaking his butt and then Shaq shaking his butt and then the cat? Yeah. That's what their run reminds me of. Like, if you're looking at him head on, I feel like that's what it would look like.
They don't look weird when you watch them on the normal TV angle, from the side. But, like, if you see, like, a replay angle with, like, Rex Burkhead running toward the end zone.
And you're slightly, like, above them even.
Mm.
And kind of down or behind them or straight on.
It looks funny, yeah.
It looks funny.
Okay,
like,
so
the angle of the famous angle of the Johnny Rogers touchdown run. Or the punt return.
Okay.
That's the best. I think that's a perfect way to see it. Especially when he's juking. Okay. And then I would give him the passing ability. Huh. We haven't had a whole lot of great passers. I guess probably old Turner Gill.
Well, here's what you could do. You can go the arm strength of Tommy Armstrong,
okay,
the accuracy of Joe Gans.
That would be interesting.
Or Zach Taylor.
Or Zach Taylor. Or Turner Gill. I think Turner Gill's a good choice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people kind of forget how good a passer he was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he had Irving Fryer. Like,
yeah.
He had receivers. Yeah.
Would you give them... So what position are you putting this person in?
Quarterback.
Quarterback? Okay. Would you give them the size and strength of a Sioux? I mean, you might as well just add it in.
I mean, I'd give them the tenacity of the Sioux. Because if we wanted to be realistic, a guy that Sue size...
Who says we wanted to be realistic?
Oh, well then, I mean, sure, then I would just give them all 99 on everything.
Exactly.
But I mean, I don't think that's what I would... I think it's more fun to imagine, like, I would give them the tenacity of a Sue. The mentality, that switch that Jason Peters would talk about, flipping the switch. Or I think Grant Wistrom talked about it too.
Mm-hmm.
I would give them that. And I'd also give him the ability. I'd also give him the speed of Taylor Martinez's initial first step.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was,
and
crazy.
Then the way he could downshift, like when he knew he was going to score, and just like basically walked in. It was bananas to watch him. Just...
He was something else. I mean, pure athleticism. He may be top three greatest athletes, top five greatest athletes.
And I don't get the sense that our that the training was exactly top flight at that point either.
Right. And he was injured. He got injured and was never the same.
Yeah. You want to know my
Yeah, I want to know yours, yeah.
I'll take the everything of Grant Wistrom and put him at every position. That's it. All I need.
You would lose.
No.
You would lose. You'd have one hell of a defensive line and probably some decent linebackers, and then I would just pass the ball on you every time.
You'd never get the ball out.
That might be true. I would score all my points on defense.
The offense, I get there need to be a little bit of tutelage. We'd need to figure out what offense we're running here, but I'm going to tell him on Wistrom Wednesday that you're doubting his abilities.
That's fine. I'll take that. Tell him.
He
already knows about my deadlift, so he's already scared of me.
we're gonna outpace 95 Nebraska as far as like margin of victory.
Yeah. I would love
to read your email.
Yeah.
But you'd love what?
I got distracted by
You would love. That's where we left off.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, I would love if they would bring NCAA back.
It's never going to happen because of lawsuit issues.
Well, it might.
Well, I mean, what would have to happen is there would be no way you could make any of the players resemble current players.
Right, except that you can just go in, like someone could take the time to create the team.
Which
and
I often did anyway. There'd
well,
be...
but now what you can do is you can make them and you can go in and design all the players and make them look exactly like them, give them all the numbers and all the right stats, and then just put them online and everybody can download it.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter what they do. It's still going to happen, but I don't think that matters. Also, like...
Yeah, I mean, if a person...
You get fucking free ride to college, man.
If a consumer is doing it, I think that's different than if the game does it. But right now, that's the big issue because their likeness is being used. Like, the NFL players get paid for their likeness being used, but the NCAA players did not because technically their license wasn't being used. The Florida quarterback was QB number 5 and not Tim Tebow.
Right.
But everyone knew it was Tim Tebow because it sure looked a lot like Tim Tebow and had his number.
Right. And he wouldn't shut the fuck up about God.
Yeah.
It was super obvious.
Yeah. You saw him go down to one knee, get a blowjob, but not full sex. You're like, man, this guy seems a lot like Tim Tebow.
Like Tim Tebow, he'd cry. Yeah, man. Just pay the player. I mean, whatever. I don't care. I have, like, pay the players probably. I think that's probably the right thing to do. But also, like, you get a free ride to college, and not like a cheap college like me. Like a good college.
Well, we were going to talk about this last week with, like, the YouTube guy from, is it Central Florida?
Yeah. I mean, I have mixed opinions about this. One, of course, should you, this was, I think Derek Jackson actually is the one that said you guys should talk, that we should talk about this. So I was like, so shout
thanks,
out.
Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, thanks, Derek. It's a good idea. Yeah, dude. You should.
Should what?
You finish should you should be able to have a YouTube channel. Duh. Like, but here's the problem with that. Is it's kind of like, at that point, why not just let him have Patreons? Because you can tip. Like, if I can have a Vimeo channel, I can just have a tip bucket. The funny and you can tip me to make videos.
The funny thing about it is, though, it's a kicker. The least likely person to be getting, like, unsanctioned benefits. Like, if it were the Alabama quarterback, like, this should be a hot button issue. But right now, it's the Central Florida kicker. Like, that's the funny part about it to me. The least likely person to get any of anybody's money.
If you let, if you make it legal to pay players and you set like a stipend up or something, then at least you control it. It's the same way with like weed and shit. You set up boundaries and rules and regulations, and then you can control it better.
Yeah, it's interesting to me though. I mean, if you do set that they're getting paid, there probably still will be donors who are like, well,
we'll give you an extra $1,000 every month. Yeah,
yeah, like you're making $8,000 this semester to play for Nebraska, but we can make it $10,000 if you go to Alabama. Which, but that makes me wonder how there not been like people who like support the New England Patriots who are like, man, I realize the Bears are offering you more money, but we'll cover your house. Why is it still just college? That's interesting to me.
What do you mean?
Like, because there's a salary cap in football. You can only pay a guy so much, which is still a lot of money.
Well, you can only spend so much.
But what I'm saying is, how are there not, like, groups of citizens in the NFL who want the Patriots to be good, who are would then be, like, Alabama boosters?
Probably because the fucking fees are so outrageous in the NFL. You get caught doing some bullshit like that.
But the Patriots wouldn't be a part of it.
Yeah, they would. I guarantee they would have to pay that shit. What, are they going to make the sue the citizens? Hell no.
I mean, because you can get other jobs and sponsorships.
They'd find that player.
I mean, it could just be like...
Also, here's this.
It could just be like a sponsorship. Hey, we're giving Tom Brady an extra $10 million to support my insurance agency in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Yeah. I mean, also, like... how much do you think a kicker makes? Like $700,000
a year? Yeah, I think that's the... I think the baseline, the salary minimum is right around that, 6-7 something. And then if you're in the league for a couple of years, you're over $1 million.
Okay, so that's a little bit different than like a football player that's doesn't have any money to take his girlfriend out.
Yeah, because people always want more.
Because he can't get a job. Yeah, there's truth to that, but I don't think it's worth the hassle when you're already making millions.
Probably true to that.
You know?
Well, the other thing that's always funny about pro stuff that, like, people don't think about is that, like, I mean, there are certain teams where if you sign with them, you're going to make more money because there's no state income tax in Florida or Texas, and there's obviously a huge state income tax in California. Like, those are big differences, if you ask me. Granted, I mean, California, I mean, people want to live there because of both the weather and also a little bit more ease for getting sponsorships. But, I mean, just tons of different issues as far as getting money.
Right.
But I have veered us dramatically off topic.
Yeah, but I mean, what were we talking about, YouTube channels? Fucking whatever, man. I don't know. Just get me NCAA, whatever it takes to get me NCAA back, do that.
Okay.
That's where I stand.
Got it. I used to play the hell out of the NCAA baseball game because you could play at Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha. What?
Baseball's not a sport.
You're not a sport.
That's true.
All right, let's move
on. I won
on.
My bet today.
You did, yeah.
Can I tell? I can,
sure.
My trainer, not my trainer, he trains the whole group. He said that his goal today was to make someone puke, and I told him, come work out with me. You set the pace, and I bet you a double-double from In-N-Out that you can't make me puke.
Which, by the way, seems to then kind of defeat the purpose of the going nuts part, like then getting a double-double.
I'm not fat.
No, I didn't say you were.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't really, I'm not trying to lose weight.
Don't you want your heart to be healthy?
One double-double and
a God, I'm hungry for one now.
I know, me too. I do pretty good. I'm pretty healthy for the most part.
I haven't had In-N-Out in a long time.
My wife just made a homemade blueberry jam.
Yeah.
And so I bought a bunch of vanilla ice cream, and I've been eating vanilla ice cream with blueberry jam on it. And I know it doesn't sound as good as it really is. It's fucking
sounds good. It
so
sounds
good. Because it's really more like a compote or whatever they call that. Compote. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's like, you just made me think, if Vanilla Ice ever became a porn star, he could, like, his finishing move.
The vanilla ice cream?
The vanilla ice cream, yeah.
That'd be great. All over her face.
I mean, I'm sure he's desperate for money right now.
This is a little off topic, but let me ask this. We'll pose this to the audience. Why is the money shot of every porn always, like, some poor girl getting her face jizzed on? Never in my entire life have ever been, hold on, and then, like, made it a point to jizz on someone's face. Like, not even as a joke.
that would be a joke. Like, that's really selling a joke because you're never going to get laid again.
Yeah, like, whenever I see that, I'm just like, why? Why is this a thing?
Well, I think they want some sort of visual proof that it happened.
But a face?
A face, yeah.
If there's one thing that grosses me out, it's cum in hair. That is a disgusting image. So, like, and she never looks like she's enjoying it. Like, she's blinking
well,
the whole
why
time.
Why would you?
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. Maybe
no,
I just...
No. I mean, let's be honest. I think the porn industry itself carries a little bit of weirdness.
Yeah, but there's a reason it... So, like, here's the thing. Somebody did it once and then didn't do it again, and some asshole, probably a bunch of assholes, emailed them and were like, hey, what happened to that shot where you come on her face?
I think
they had to bring it back?
I think this predated email.
Oh, yeah, probably. So they knocked on the door and was like, hey.
Somebody sent a self-addressed stamped envelope to them and, like, please reply. Why did this not happen a second time?
Like, I just don't. Like, or like, did they accidentally do it? Like, the guy thought he'd already came or something, and then, like, and then.
Dear Gary Thunder.
And they're like, no, wait, you know what? Let's keep that shot in. Like, I don't, porn, man. All right.
Dear Alexis Texas.
Alexis Texas, is that a real porn star's name?
Yeah. I figured if anybody would know that, it'd be you.
I don't watch porn.
Oh.
I don't need to watch porn.
You just kind of indicated that you do.
Oh, I mean, have I watched porn in the past? Sure. The last time I probably watched porn like twice this year.
Yeah.
And it was basically because I'm a feminist.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to extrapolate on that?
Yeah.
I just believe in women's right to express their own sexuality.
Okay.
And I'm really proud of the women in the industry that are doing it. So,
okay.
Yeah. Anyways, what was the second topic we were talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there were three. What's the? Oh, yeah. So, I on Twitter this week said on Husker Truth Tuesday, you can share your Husker Truths, by the way.
Yeah, that's the idea, is that you guys give us your Husker Truths, and then we'll bring our favorite ones on and talk about them.
So I said, I do not miss Nebraska being in the Big 12 ever. And
which was a direct response, I believe, to a tweet that me and someone else talked about how I, or maybe a direct response to the episode that me and Jody without you, and we talked about missing Oklahoma.
No, it wasn't really. I don't think it was a response to anything.
Oh, really? Because it came out like right out. I thought it was when I saw it.
No. It was just. There may have been something in the news.
Like in the subconscious or something?
Yeah, I don't know. But nonetheless. Right. So I said that. And a guy who follows us on Twitter brought up the... I wish I could remember his Twitter handle at the moment to give him credit. But he said... not necessarily credit, because I disagree with him, as nice as he is. he thought that we would be, right now, the second best team in the Big 12, and right now we're about number 5 in the Big 10. And it depends on your measure of doing well, because certainly money has a lot to do with things. You can't necessarily have this argument in a vacuum, because I can't remember if I said it on this podcast or on our Facebook Live earlier today, but Nebraska... People take for granted kind of the economic power that Nebraska athletics has, in particular Nebraska football. Like people,
the what kind of power?
The just power.
Okay.
Especially economic.
Right.
I think that may have been what I said.
Okay.
Because Nebraska has less than 2 million people, people kind of treat it as a little bit of an afterthought when Nebraska joined the Big Ten, at least nationally. But Nebraska provides a pretty big economic boon. And
to the Big Ten. Oh, to the Big Ten,
The Big Ten, yeah. Or whatever conference they're in. And so people look at, you know, Oklahoma's still good, but they've kind of tapered off a little bit. Texas has really fallen off the map. And they think,
that's what happens when you lose them.
Yeah, exactly.
And my words, Oklahoma's going to go through it too.
Would Texas have fallen off as much if Nebraska hadn't left? Like, so right now, like, we look like the better team than Texas, but would we still be if they were collecting a good chunk of our money? It's hard to say. I mean, that argument, it's hard to operate that argument.
Right. But we have to. So let's say
the other part of it is, too, so you can look at, okay, Oklahoma would be better than us, we'd be better than Texas. But also, would we be better than TCU or Baylor in recent years? Because TCU, I think right now, is the better team than Oklahoma, or the better program. Like, you can't just say, well, we'd be worse than Oklahoma, and that's that. I mean, but also, would TCU and would TCU be in the
Big
12?
Both, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to dissect this a little bit at a time.
Okay.
First things first. Texas... I don't think it's a financial issue with Texas. Texas brings in plenty of its own money. Texas is going through trash because they're trying to find the next coach. And Mack Brown was one. Well, and also there's another part of that too.
Okay.
Dan Beebe.
Yeah.
Was also
called him Don Beebe.
Because I get those two names mixed up all the time.
It's easy to do.
And I hate both of them equally.
Oh yeah. But he played college football in the state of Nebraska.
Who did?
Don Beebe.
Yeah, but he also beat the fucking Oilers.
All right. I get it.
And I was a bigger Oiler fan than I was a Nebraska fan.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You supported a Texas team?
Dude, I cried when Frank Wright came back. I was like 12 or something, or 13.
That was a bananas game.
Sorry. It still makes me upset.
All right. Dan Beebe.
He was also the chancellor of Texas?
No.
He was the guy that had in charge of the Big 12.
Yeah.
But he came from Texas. He worked for the University of Texas in some major...
My phone is dead. I'm going to have to cross... I don't believe that, but I'm going to check on things. But everybody who works in a conference office, with rare exception, is going to have come from a school, from an administrative position at a school.
Yeah, but he was the... What do you call that guy? The president of the Big 12 or the...
Yeah, I think they titled the Big 12 president or executive director.
Or something like that. Either way, I'm pretty sure he held a really high up position at Texas.
I mean, the current Big 12 commissioner came from Kansas.
Commissioner.
There we go. Yeah. How did I just not realize that I just said that?
Yeah. And then he was clearly giving favoritism to Texas. Clearly giving favoritism to Texas. The way they split up the conferences, he was trying to fuck Nebraska, dude. So now he's gone and Mac Brown's gone. So the two things that were really acting in Texas's favor, and then that whole Longhorn network backfired. So between those three things, that's the collapse of Texas. They'll be back. They just got to find the right coach. But for now, that's what it is. It's not because we left.
Here's Dan Beebe's essential. So he was once an assistant athletic director at Wichita State. He was part of the NCAA. He worked for the NCAA during the SMU death penalty case. before the Big 12, he was the commissioner of the Ohio Valley Conference, and then he joined the Big 12.
He was never a part of Texas?
No.
I'm going to do some more research on that because I feel like that's not right.
That's what I've got.
Yeah, but you're probably – it's probably like fake news that you're looking at.
Jesus Christ.
MAGA, bitch. No, just kidding. Goddamn cuck. I love that word so much.
People have extrapolated further meaning. The real meaning of cuck is just that your wife is sleeping with someone else.
No, the real meaning of a cuck is that you're...
No, it's become that, but it the original meaning, like...
A cuckold.
They've made it a more detailed version of that. You can be a cuckold without watching your wife get dicked. Technically, you're
you know
a cuckold.
What? This sounds like some liberal fake news.
Jesus Christ.
Goddamn cuckold. All right. Anyways, I voted for Obama twice, so.
Man, you just lost us some listeners.
That's not true. I only voted for Obama once.
That is, yeah. We've had this conversation mm-hmm. before. I don't say my voting record. It's about to come out now anyway, eventually.
Is
with
it?
This, well, no, with this whole, they're trying to get information out of states.
I don't think that anybody's not sure who it is you voted for in every election you've ever voted.
I know that. I've had many debates with my parents about that.
Yeah. What were we saying? What were we saying?
I don't
what
know.
Were we saying?
Man, we went.
Yeah.
Sorry,
we went
guys.
Super. Yeah.
Nobody cares
oh,
who
the
I voted
Texas
for.
Thing. Okay. So there's that. But also this. This is something I think people forget. Bo Pelini was hired to coach in the Big 12. He's a
yeah.
better fit as a coach in the Big 12. His defensive scheme plays better against passing teams.
Here's the thing, though. No matter
isn't
what...
Isn't that where he had all of his success in schools that played more like the Big 12 as opposed
is,
to the Big 10?
It is, but... As you often say, correlation doesn't equal
causation. Correct.
Because no matter what league he was in to start and then went to later, I think it was going to be a drop-off for two reasons.
He can't recruit.
His recruiting, his best years were with Callahan's recruits. And then there was a second reason in there, and I forgot what the second reason is. Damn it. But that ultimately... That's the big one. Oh, the other reason is when you're the new team in a league,
people don't understand what they're coaching against.
Well, there's a degree of difficulty that's there for the new coach that's not for everyone else. So everyone else in the league has basically a scouting report on each other, and you in the Big 12 have your scouting report on Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, all them. When you move to a new league, suddenly you have to scout 12 new teams that you weren't scouting before, whereas those 12 teams just have to scout one.
Right.
So you're at an inherent disadvantage
right.
as the new team.
Right. And then to boot, he wasn't – and, I mean, if we look at Tim Beck
– Yes. Let's look at Tim Beck.
I think that Tim Beck's better situated to coach in the Big 12 too.
His best success as an assistant, granted it wasn't
Ohio
as an
State is a Big 12 team, arguably, right? I mean, they play like a Big 12 team more than they do a smash mouth team.
They're
more
they're
like
still,
a TCU or a Baylor
they're
than
still
they are.
Way more physical though. I mean, they win their battles up front, and that's why they're the class of the Big Ten. They have athleticism, but, I mean, their wide receiver talent is not any better than Nebraska's.
Well, nobody's is. Nebraska got the best wide receiver talent in the country.
Definitely the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I'm sure Penn State would argue that, but fuck Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State's stupid. Remember when they did all that bad stuff?
And they still are kind of pardoning it. They'll be like, well, we hate Sandusky. Yeah, but do you hate the guy who basically let him get away with it?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Come back to me when you do.
I'm not going to make that same joke I made 20 times.
All right. I don't know which
yes,
joke
I am.
It was.
Did you hear that they're going to put Joe Paterno's statue back up? But this time it's going to be looking the other way.
I knew you had made a joke, but I couldn't remember what it was. So there was a level of surprise again.
Good.
I like the element of surprise.
Good.
So I kind of know what your answer is then. We'll go into my third question. Or do you have more on the Big 12, Big 10?
No, I think that Bo Pelini would have succeeded better in the Big 12 than the Big 10. But I'm happy we're in the Big 10 with a different coach.
The funny thing is, the bulk of his history in college was Big Ten, though, because he played Big Ten. He was an assistant at Iowa.
He was assistant in Nebraska. He was assistant at LSU.
Yeah. But, and I don't know, I would argue the SEC and the Big Ten, while maybe not off the field, on the field, I think have more in common than the Big Ten and the Big 12. As far as, you know, style of play. Yeah, so I don't know. So I asked you this, and I think I already know your answer. But so in the Big Ten, obviously, there's a lot of hatred between us and Iowa now.
Mm-hmm.
Being on Twitter every day, I can 100% vouch for that. Do you, or rather, how many teams do you hate more than Iowa?
So many.
So many.
Iowa's not even in my top five.
I hate them because they think they matter.
Which
I realize is self-defeating on my part, because now suddenly they matter because of what I'm doing. I mean,
I like to troll Iowa because they react.
Yeah.
I can't get other schools to react the way I can get Iowa to react.
They get us to react, too.
But most of the so
like Nebraska fans,
yeah. But I mean, a lot of people think that like I'm really mad in these feuds when really like I'm literally tweeting like and laughing. Like I'm not. I don't have any dog.
You also laugh at awkwardness though. Too.
Yeah, that's I do.
That
shit makes.
I didn't think you were mad when you wrote suck.
Right.
I pictured you laughing as you wrote that.
Yeah, but like Scarlett Turnover will say things that are like legitimately funny.
The
other guy. It's the other guy that says the things that are funny.
Yeah, there are a few. There's this Corey Lathrop who works on an Omaha radio show. Sometimes he'll get some in there, but sometimes too I'm like, Don't bring arrest records into this. Like you are a fan of a Division I football team. Like your team is no better than any other one. The only reason people know more about Nebraska is because Nebraska had success.
Right. And so that kind of stuff, like I really enjoy fucking with I've trolled Ohio State fans, I've trolled Alabama fans, I've trolled Clemson I've never really trolled because we usually troll Alabama together.
Yeah.
But Ohio State and Alabama are not as easy because they win. So they don't give a fuck what I have to say.
They look at it, the way we did when Colorado would come after us.
Right.
Like, get off me, Nat. No, nobody gives a shit about you. And the fact of the matter is, and it's a sad fact, they're right now.
Yeah.
Until we regain ownership of dominance, they're not going to care.
Right.
And then they'll have nothing left to fight back with either when there's dominance. It's a real fine line.
And you
have to be on the same footing to a certain extent.
Can I let you guys in on a secret?
What's that?
I know that if I troll Iowa, I'm going to get a reaction out of them. And they're talking about it is going to get us more followers. So part of it for me is just using Iowa to right. make us better. And the and they
so
get,
you will go ahead and embrace the 40 to 10 tweets for more followers.
Well, but I'm not embracing them. I fucking well, a couple things.
Endure
one,
them.
Yeah, like that's the thing. It the first time somebody tweeted that to me, I was like, oh, that stings. But that's all you got, dude. Be yeah. fucking creative. Like
we can go 29-15-3.
Yeah, or we can be like, I mean, I don't know. I'm on the spot, but I trust me. I can think of funnier things to tweet at Iowa fans than fucking 14-10 or 40-10 or whatever the fuck.
I love when Iowa fans or even non-Iowa fans who are taking the side of Iowa fans say, "Okay, so you've won more games against them, but how are you in the Big Ten? Well, 3-3.
Yeah.
Like, neither of us has anything to brag about.
Yeah.
Like, next year, one of us will have something to brag about
right.
because there will be an advantage in the series again.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you guys have gotten your asses handed to you the whole time in the Big Ten. No,
we
haven't. The last 2 years we've lost. One was close when they had the best team in Iowa history.
And they could barely beat one of the worst teams in Nebraska history.
Last year was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Last year was truly embarrassing.
But only we gave up. It wasn't...
And the other part of it is we had no quarterback at that point. We had a walk-on with a broken thumb.
Yeah.
That, like, we had nothing. We had nothing. I mean, the defense shouldn't have given up 40 points.
Right. But they also didn't until, like, it was fairly close going into halftime, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Nebraska did not come out sharp. Nebraska looked pretty putrid in that game. And they looked
were beat up last year, man.
They looked equally putrid in the Tennessee game.
Yeah.
Those two games were pretty frustrating. Yeah. Ugh. We need something positive to start out this year.
Yeah, I really think we beat the shit out of Iowa. And when they do, and when we do, I'm going to troll them so hard. I'm gonna talk about watching porn earlier. I'm gonna jack off to Iowa Tears.
Oh man. How's that work for a lubricant?
Iowa Tears?
Yeah.
Great. No, there's not a better lubricant.
Are you gonna get a coffee mug that says Iowa Tears on it? Hot Iowa Tears.
Oh, that's great. Does that thing exist?
There are mugs that say Hot Liberal Tears.
Okay. As of next week, you can buy Hot Iowa Tear coffee cups on the Big Red Comcast website.
Are you gonna make it happen?
Yes.
Okay.
That's fucking funny.
Okay.
And
we'll just pull them out, promotional deals on them
yeah.
every time Iowa loses next year.
Yeah, every time Iowa loses, there'll be a buy one, get one free Iowa Tears.
We might just give them away after
yeah.
the Nebraska-Iowa game.
That's fucking funny. I want that. We're like water bottles.
I bet we could make those for pretty cheaply.
I bet you could, too.
Somebody's going to steal our idea
no,
in 5 seconds.
No, they're not, because our fans respect us.
Okay.
Our fans respect
us.
What
about... the people who don't like us.
They would
listen. We have hate listeners.
We do have hate listeners.
which I love. There's a part of me that's like, you know what? I never thought I'd get to a point in my life where people cared about me enough, even in a negative, to be like, I have to listen to what this
fucking
says.
Asshole.
That's a level of care that, you know, a lot of people don't even get from their families.
Yeah.
Like, people care enough to listen.
I have brothers and sisters that do not give a fuck about me. Like, I haven't talked to them. So if there's like a person that's just listening to my voice because they hate me, like, hey, man.
I would be at family functions occasionally, and people would start, when I was a kid, and people would start talking over me because they didn't care what I said. Fucking hate-filled Iowa fans care what I have to say.
Yeah, that's
great. Who would have guessed?
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
Are you proud of that?
I'm proud of that. Do we have any more
things to talk about?
Yeah.
There's one depends. More. Depends. Right? What time is it?
101. We're 42 minutes in. Should we?
Yeah, I mean, we touched on all our topics.
Okay, great.
All right, awesome.
So, everybody go on Twitter and follow us, please. We really appreciate it. It helps us at
Big Red Copcast. Ooh, that was cool.
That was really nice. You can also go on Facebook and follow us at...
It's facebook.com/Cobcast.
Okay. We also have a Patreon, as you guys know. I love how you guys keep ignoring me about it.
There were some people who got their Iowa messages this week.
They got their Iowa message. Yeah, if you tweet, if you donate $1,
that's barely more than zero.
Yeah, barely more than zero. It's less than a cup of coffee.
It's you if you. You have a $2 bill probably somewhere in your house that your grandma gave you.
Mm-hmm.
That's two times one. Like, yeah. That's double one.
Like, you could go into your couch and find, like, $3 worth of quarters right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say that you make $20 an hour at your job, right? That's a dollar.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's like a dollar every 3 minutes.
I'm not interested in doing math right now.
I'm not even. I'm not 100% sure that math's... But let's just say it works.
I really botched some math when we were texting earlier this week because I thought it was the 7th and not the 11th when I was trying to figure out how many listeners we were getting per day.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, how the fuck did you come up with that number, bro? I was
I thought it was the 7th and not the 11th. I was way off.
So either way, my point is a dollar isn't much, but we will tweet at you. Can tell us you can dedicate your dollar a month to a Hawkeye fan, and we will tweet at him and thank him for donating and keeping our Husker podcast alive. And trust me, nothing will make him more mad than a monthly reminder from us.
Every Hawkeye is proud of supporting a Husker podcast, and so you want to do that for your Hawkeye friends.
Yep.
So do it for your Hawkeye friends.
Yeah.
So it's Patreon. That's Patreon, patreon.com/bigredcobcast. Donate a dollar. Let us know in case we miss it. And then let us know who you want to dedicate your donation to, which Hawkeye fan. Or if you got, let's be honest, if you got a Longhorn fan.
Yeah, or a Buffalo fan, a Buckeye fan, a Trojan fan.
Even a Fighting Illini fan.
Yeah,
it feels
fan.
A little bit weird to go trash-talking Illinois fans, but let's do it.
Or, like, a grandma that loves the Huskers.
That's a thing, too. It doesn't have to be all negative.
Yeah.
You know, we're...
It's more fun if it's negative. Let's be honest. It's more fun if we get to talk shit to other schools. All right. So, I think that's everything, yeah?
I believe so.
Hip hip!
Hooray!
And a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.